This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, on Twitter, you may read former CIA head John Brennan spouting off about the political news of the day, attacking the president's dishonesty, he says. But it turns out Brennan himself is a liar. He's been caught lying. Odd for a government official. Last year, for example, Brennan told Congress that the infamous Steele dossier had no influence at all on the intel community's claim that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. Here's a selection.
Do you know who commissioned the Steele dossier?
I don't.
Did the CIA rely on it?
No.
Why not?
Because we didn't. It wasn't part of the corpus of intelligence information that we had. It was not in any way used as a basis for the intelligence community assessment that was done.
Ooh, busted liar. By the way, Brennan, you should know this, is an NBC and MSNBC paid contributor now, needless to say. Two top former intel officials, though, dispute his claim, the one you just heard, that the dossier formed no part of the corpus of intelligence used by our government to spy on the Trump campaign. Retired National Security Agency Director Michael Rogers and former Director of National Intelligence Jim Clapper both admit now that the Steele dossier and its Clinton campaign-funded allegations did in fact influence the intel community assessment. We knew that, but it's nice to hear it confirmed. Molly Hemingway is senior editor at The Federalist, and she joins us tonight. Molly, I know you've been following this carefully. A lot of these stories seem to lead back to this guy, John Brennan. And you would think, as the former head of the CIA, he's someone you'd be able to trust, but he seems not only a liar, but an inept one. Am I misreading this?
We have a problem with multiple heads of intelligence agencies, and that does include Brennan, who has a history of lying specifically about spying on American citizens. So it's difficult to hold him, take him seriously. But we've also had problems with falsehoods being said also by James Clapper, who gave inconsistent testimony about his leaking to the media. And we have also had problems with James Comey himself, whether he understands what a leak is and how he has been involved in it. But one of the things that's interesting is Clapper and Comey have been so much a part of this story, and we've seen their names a great deal, but Brennan has been able to kind of stay out of the limelight until recently, where people are starting to piece together just how integral he was to the entire Russia narrative. So, for instance,
there was please go ahead.
Yeah, he actually launched the investigation. He's bragged about how he was involved in launching the investigation. He also was really key in briefing Harry Reid, which Harry Reid has said he understood that he was being briefed by Brennan specifically, so he would leak that information and get it out to the media and also pressure James Comey. And then, these other things that are interesting that are coming out now about how he claimed that the dossier wasn't used, which made no sense already, because we know the dossier was used to secure a wiretap against someone in the Russia investigation. And also just...
Right.
You know, it just stands to reason that it would have been included. But now we actually have people who do have a little bit more integrity, particularly Mike Rogers, saying that, of course, it was used in the intelligence community assessment.
It's becoming clear that a lot of the secrecy surrounding these activities is designed not to protect the United States from foreign threats, but to protect the misdeeds of the people gathering the intelligence. It's CYA.
Yes, it does seem that has become a big part of the operation. Whether people got in over their head, whether they were led astray by Brennan and they did things that maybe they shouldn't have done, it does seem that a lot of what we've seen in the last few months is about attempting to keep people from finding out the full extent of what was happening. Today, the New York Times did report, based on just a widespread leaking from people who were involved in the investigation, that yes, people are now admitting they were spying on the Trump campaign in a fairly widespread fashion. It wasn't just Carter Page. It was four top officials. They weren't just using FISA wiretaps. They were also using national security letters and human intelligence, at least one human intelligence source. So this is busting wide open, and I think people will start demanding a little bit more in terms of just what the FBI and other intelligence agencies were thinking when they began spying on the political campaign of a major party.
What happens, you know, when you first start to deceive, oh, the weave that you weave, right? All on full disclosure right now. 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all there. And as promised, Dr. Paul Kencourt joins us. We're going to talk about his new book. We gave you a little bit of a tease last time when he was on with us a couple of weeks back. Of course, the book Dupes, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for a Century. And this one is an update, so to speak. Is it not, Paul, an update of the 2010 original version?
It is, Bill, yeah. You know, after 8 years of Barack Obama, we had to do an update, you know what I mean?
Well, not only that, is that once you become the file folder of dupes, you know, people keep sending you stuff, say, put this in the file, put this in the file. Next thing you know, it's expanding, and it warrants more attention, because it's like, even though in 2010 and previously and along the way, there have been other books that have said, look at, you know, here we got all this uproar about Russian collusion, and we've got the card-carrying democratic socialists that we've elected into office that have penetrated our government. So many penetrations of outside antithetical forces to our Constitution. And I don't know if it's just so overwhelming for the populace. They just know something smells in the deep state, but they just can't quite figure it out, because there's just so many tentacles that lead to the obstruction of our Constitution.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I could go on and on. In fact, the one that really jumps out here, and this was one of the reasons that we put this out again, but in May 1983, so this was the context of the coming 1984 presidential reelection campaign of Ronald Reagan, Senator Ted Kennedy confidentially reached out to the head of the KGB and the head of the Soviet Union, Yuri Andropov, and he reached out to him with a private effort to work against Ronald Reagan in the 1984 reelection campaign. And the goal here was to, quote unquote, counter the militaristic policies of Ronald Reagan, as they put it, to work to try to, quote unquote, influence Americans, as they put it. And the goal here was to stop Reagan. I mean, Kennedy was disturbed by Reagan, as the memo put it. This is a May 14th, 1983 KGB memo. He was very impressed with Yuri Andropov. And we know this because we have the actual declassified memo that was written by KGB head Viktor Chebrikov to the head of the Soviet Union, Yuri Andropov. And to put all this in kind of, you know, modern context here, Bill, if a memo like this existed today, in the form of Donald Trump in the 2016 presidential campaign,
Democrats
would be drawing up impeachment papers right now.
Exactly.
And not many Republicans could or even would or even should object. And instead, they're looking under every rock for the slightest, smallest little thing between the lowest level Trump campaign person and whatever Russian they could find anywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, here, this was an actual smoking gun document, you know, a KGB memo from May 1983 on Ted Kennedy. And when this book first came out in 2010, I didn't get a single call from anybody at the New York Times, the Washington Post, or CNN. And it's been out again now for a couple weeks in 2018. And I guarantee you, I'd bet $10,000 on the spot right now that I won't get a single call from, we could pitch them day and night. I won't get a single call from anybody wanting to cover this at the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, or any of these sources. The hypocrisy is just amazing.
Well, and what they have done, the disservice to the American people, I'm talking about the missing in action mainstream media here, because, you know, even like with Peter Schweizer, when Peter Schweizer first revealed the Uranium One deal, right? And I subsequently had a conversation with Peter, and I said, are you surprised that 3 years later, you know, they finally, you know, read the memo? And, you know, he just kind of chuckled on this deal. It you know, there's no question. You know, progressives, which, you know, run the editorial staffs of our country, are monitoring. I mean, it's become a propaganda machine. I mean, you know, here we are worried about Facebook and all these other entities that are influencing what it is that we know and what we're being told to think. And this is all pretty scary stuff. And so if we're not, you know, being proactive about the information that we're taking in, we're going to be subject to this kind of stuff. Because I got to tell you, when I was reading about Ted Kennedy and this situation, Paul, my immediate thought was like father, like son. Because remember Joe Kennedy, when he got burnt over, you know, dealing with Hitler, you know, he became persona non grata. But, you know, that was back in the days when the media existed.
Right. Well, and to show you how they work, how insidious this is, one of the only cases where I could find where anybody in kind of the mainstream media even dealt with this Kennedy KGB memo, I think it was PolitiFact, which I believe is run by Washington Post. Mm-hmm. And somebody sent me this bill. It was about 2 years ago. And they said, they deal with your Kennedy KGB memo here. They say it's not legitimate. And so I clicked it and I read the thing. And here's what they did. I think it was Greg Gutfeld of Fox News who made a comment. Yeah, something like, well, Ted Kennedy flew to Moscow in May 1984 to meet with Brezhnev to take down Reagan, right? And he said that kind of off the cuff. And and I looked at it and said, okay, well, that's incorrect on 4 or 5 points. But the thrust of what he was getting at was true. And so what PolitiFact did is they post that up and they say, false, right? Well, so what's false is that a pundit in the media speaking off the cuff who doesn't really know the situation got it wrong. But forget that. Who cares what Greg Gutfeld said? Call me.
Right.
And talk to me about what the KGB meant. I could tell you what it says and doesn't say. So instead, they put up something. They build a straw man, right? Mm-hmm. And then they cast doubt on the whole thing. And it's really insidious. I mean, that is dishonest as heck what they're doing there. But this is how they protect their guys.
Exactly.
And they do it all the time.
And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, about the book Dupes, if you weren't exposed to it back in 2010 and you are looking at it now, I mean, we're talking over 500 pages of evidence here that is boy, you know, we're back to those stubborn facts again, right, Paul?
Well, and I'll give you an even longer text. We reprint stuff in here from the 600-page FBI file of Frank Marshall Davis. And that's one of the reasons we had to update this book. Frank Marshall Davis was a mentor, if not the mentor, to Barack Obama in the 1970s in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And Davis was a card-carrying member of Communist Party USA. And to really lay that out for people, we took about 12 pages from the 600-page FBI file. We took PDFs, pictures of them, and we published it in the appendix. You can see there his five-digit Communist Party USA number, 47544. You can see that Obama's mentor was actually listed on the security index of the federal government, which meant that if a war broke out between the United States and the Soviet Union, our future president's childhood mentor could be immediately arrested, all right, because of his Soviet activities. one of the documents in the FBI file, Frank was taking pictures of shorelines in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
And we were wondering if he was doing that as part of espionage.
Exactly. Paul, we got to leave it right there for just a moment. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back. Dr. Paul Kengor is with us. We're talking about dupes right here on Bill Martinez Live, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? 'Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
It's all about you and for you, ladies. ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Paul Kengor is with us. We're talking about dupes, how America's adversaries have manipulated progressives for a century. Paul, you know, before the break, you were talking about Frank Marshall Davis. We've heard so much about him. And, you know, it's interesting with all the stuff, as you say, the current temperament of our, you know, the media, and with Trump, the Trump derangement syndrome, I think, has exacerbated this. It is amazing how many things about the former president the mainstream media didn't care about. It just seemed like we, the people, didn't care about it. You know, maybe because they were afraid they were going to raise up something that was going to ignite a race war or race card situation. But here it is. We got Donald Trump because he's this overprivileged gazillionaire out of New York. Then no holes barred, we're just going to let it fly. So, you know, you just wonder, you go, okay, fast forward, where do we end up after all this collusion and stuff?
Well, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, guys like me and you, Bill, for years, you know, we've been begging the Democrats and the liberals to understand that Russians manipulate, right? That they engage in disinformation, agitation, and propaganda.
I mean, I think we grew up with that, Paul, didn't we? I mean, when we were kids in school, we knew about propaganda and all that, how they were going to take over. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. I mean, the Soviets had an actual department of agitprop, which stood for agitation and propaganda. In fact, the word disinformation, there's a Russian word for it, desinformatsiya, which is really hard to spell and pronounce, but it's part of the language of the Soviet state. They did it so much. A couple friends of mine, Ion Mihai Pacheco, one of the highest ranking defectors from the communist bloc, wrote a whole book on Russian disinformation. And you know, they've done this for years. They've done this for decades. The communists were brilliant at using and abusing and manipulating liberals. Now all of a sudden here we are, 2018, and you know, now all of a sudden the liberals and the Democrats care about Russian manipulation, right?
We'll figure it out. Hey, we're one real quick sidebar, just thought here, is because of all this stuff that's been going on, you know, this disinformation that the Russians have perfected, have they perfected it to the point that they've even disinformed themselves?
Yeah, well, that could be. And a lot of times this is what happened in Soviet disinformation schemes. I mean, they would put things out there, and you didn't know where they ended up sometimes, and people would end up parroting or echoing the line, and you didn't know where they had gotten it to begin with. I'll give a perfect example of this, and in fact, I have a chapter on this in the book. When John Kerry, speaking of Democrats, right, yeah, presidential candidate in 2004, when he came out of Vietnam and he gave that awful testimony against our troops, right?
Threw his medals over the bridge, all that stuff, right?
That's right. That's right. And he talked about our soldiers in Vietnam torturing people in a fashion reminiscent of Genghis Khan, as he said it. He didn't say Genghis Khan. He said Genghis Khan. Talked about strapping wires to people's genitals, you know, mutilating people, cutting off body parts, raping villages, torturing people. Ion Pacheco, who was, again, the highest-ranking general ever to defect from the Soviet bloc. He was the right-hand man to the Soviet bloc's worst dictator, Nicolae Ceausescu, in Romania. He said that was almost verbatim, word for word, the propaganda talking points that they circulated from the communist bloc into the anti-war movement in America in the 1970s. In fact, Yuri Andropov, the guy that Ted Kennedy reached out to in the 1983 memo, he headed the KGB from 1967 to 82. And he said that the anti-war movement in Vietnam was their greatest success. That was their greatest success. And Pacheco said, he said, I don't know where Kerry got that information, because he didn't witness it. Kerry himself didn't actually see that. Mm-hmm. He said, but somebody should really try to pin that down, because that sounds exactly like verbatim the talking points that we were pushing out in the late 60s and early 70s. And it probably was. Kennedy probably did pick it up.
You mean Kerry? You mean Kerry picked it up?
Kerry.
Right.
And in fact, Kennedy, who was at that time a young senator from Massachusetts, was the guy that went out and found John Kerry and introduced them to J. William Fulbright, who Bill Clinton worked for. And Kennedy was the guy that got Kerry to give the testimony before our Congress to begin with. So Ted Kennedy was doing that kind of stuff in the 60s and 70s, even before he went on to do what he did to Reagan in the 1980s.
Unbelievable.
So the liberal left has been doing this stuff for decades, and now all of a sudden they're finally angry because the Russians might have worked against Hillary Clinton, right? What's killing 40 to 50 to 60 million people in the Soviet Union wasn't enough.
Yeah, exactly.
But now they worked against Hillary Clinton. Whoa, those are fighting words, right?
Yeah.
Now we're all Russia hawks.
Right.
Really pretty disgraceful.
Yeah, and the thing is, Paul, thank God for you bringing this book back, and it's available for people to, to pursue their truth. I mean, this is what we have to do today. You cannot expect the truth just to be poured out over you. You've got to pursue it. You've got to do research. You've got to check this out. I mean, go figure. Here we are in the information age. And too many Americans have been dumbed down to think that they just need to count on the networks and the mainstream media to give them the answer. And here we are. You're showing them in the book Dupes how America's adversaries have manipulated progressives for a century. I mean, some of this is just real obvious. Now, do you have some accidental duping that has taken place?
Well, I'll give you a perfect example, fairly recent, the day before Trump's inauguration last year.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the Women's March in Washington, right? And
mm-hmm.
that's where all these young girls with the silly pea hats, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Went out there and they were cheering, thousands of them, as Angela Davis spoke to them. Angela Davis, who is the most infamous American female Marxist of the last 50 years,
right.
who accepted an award in East Berlin from Erich Honecker, who built the Berlin Wall in the 1970s. She ran on the Communist Party USA presidential ticket in 1976 and 1980 with Gus Hull. By the way, John Brennan, Obama's CIA director, voted for that presidential ticket in 1980. But Angela Davis was one of the honorary co-chairs of the Women's March. And she stood up there and spoke. And of course, Bill, this is how they work. She wasn't quoting Lenin and Marx and Engels. She's smarter than that.
Right.
She was talking about immigrants. She was talking about abortion. She was talking about transgender. She was talking about same-sex marriage. Climate change, flora, fauna. She's not quoting Erich Honecker. She's not talking about the Berlin Wall. And the sea of oblivious dingbats in these pink hats are cheering for her, with no idea that she's hardcore communist comrade Angela Davis.
Yeah, she just puts everybody in the jacuzzi and starts turning up the heat. It's that kind of craziness. You also address Franklin Roosevelt. We've got about a minute and a half, and this is going to be unfair because we really need to spend more time on this, Paul. And I appreciate you giving us the time to talk about dupes. But you mentioned Franklin Roosevelt and Uncle Joe Stalin. Tell us about that.
Yeah, horrific. He actually believed that Stalin would work with him. In fact, here's the exact quote. "I think that if I give him, Stalin," this is from FDR, "everything I possibly can and ask for nothing from him in return, noblesse oblige, he won't try to annex everything, and Stalin will work with me for a world of democracy and peace." That was FDR. And how'd that one turn out, right?
Exactly. Well, it makes you wonder what kind of medication Franklin Roosevelt was on to think that. But, you know, that was the era of the day, this, appeasement attitude that went on. And, of course, General Patton knew differently, but they clipped his wings real quick because they weren't going to let him go in and do anything with the Russians, right?
That's right.
And we live to regret that day, no doubt. Dr. Paul Kengor, his new book, Dupes, it's a rewrite. It's an update of his earlier book from 2010, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for Centuries.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents.
patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time.
Bill Martinez.
Everything exists to lift you high, so alive. And if the wind goes where you send it, so alive. If the rocks cry out.
The America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez coming at you. Hey, the signs. Here, sun is shining, it's starting to warm up a little bit. You know what that means. Vacation season is just around the corner, and international tourism is growing at its fastest pace in 7 years, they tell me. Now, if you're going out of the country, now is the time to start planning. Joining us today with some international travel tips is two-time Emmy Award winner and Peabody Award winning journalist, Claudia Lombana. Claudia, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Gosh, you got me all pumped up for my international travel. I'm super ready now.
Hey, I'm getting my bags back. You taking, you know, you talk travel, international, I'm right with you. And I know you got a bunch of great tips for us. So let's get off and rolling.
Yeah.
So when do we start planning this dream vacation here?
Well, for summer, we're talking about right now. We've got a lot of people who are traveling internationally. As you mentioned, the numbers getting bigger and bigger. Last year, we saw 1.3 billion people around the world traveling internationally, a higher number than ever. So if you're planning for summer travel, now is the time to purchase. 2 to 3 months in advance is usually key. So if you're wanting to go on vacation in July and August and September, this is the time. You are looking at many, many travel search engines that can be really helpful. You can set fare alerts. A lot of these search engines will tell you when prices are going to go up, when the best time for you to purchase your ticket can be. One thing I like to share with people is looking at one-way tickets versus round-trip tickets can oftentimes net better deals. I just booked a week ago a trip to Barcelona, and I saved a couple $100s by booking one-way tickets versus a round-trip ticket. You also get more options that way for flights, so it's a good little trick that people can use when they're booking their international travel.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. I've been doing that for about the last year. A lot of one-way tickets. It works out, as you say, more flexibility, some better offers there. And so that works on the international level as well, huh?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, great ideas. Well, what are some of the top concerns people have when they're vacationing in another country, Claudia?
Yeah, we have some really good insights on this from Visa. Every year, Visa comes out with their Global Travel Intentions Study. And this past year, the results were really interesting about the biggest concern for people traveling abroad being the loss or theft of cash. Now, this is significant for Visa because Visa is really excited about promoting a cashless culture. They want people to be cash-free. Digital payments are ubiquitous around the world. Visa is accepted by more than 46 million merchants. So a really, really good and smart idea to go cash-free, whether you're local at home or traveling internationally. Another statistic out of this study is that 87% of people come home with leftover foreign currency to the tune of $123. It goes unspent, unchanged, back to local currency, and it's really wasted money. So another great reason to go cashless when you're traveling internationally. Mm.
You see, I use those as my ball markers for when I play golf, so there's some use to it. Just to remind me, you know, just to remind me even when I'm playing golf that
Bill, but $123, I'm gonna.
Yeah, I know, that's pretty. Hey, if the players knew that, they'd be picking up that money. They go, hey, let me change that out for you.
Right.
Hey, now I understand, you know, because on this radio show we're givers, we like to give, and you got something to give here, and that is an exciting new contest that you've got all the 911 on. So what's that all about?
Yeah, your listeners can sign up today. The challenge goes from today all the way through June 15th. It's called the Visa Cashless Challenge International Travel Edition. And one person is going to win the chance to take themselves and a travel partner on an international cash-free adventure to either Thailand or Spain. These two trips are fully curated itineraries, which were created by social media travel influencers. So these people know what they're talking about and know what they're doing, and the winner will, you know, be challenged to go cash free during their adventures and then post it on social media, becoming a bit of a social media star, if you will, all while doing it cashless. And they can sign up today to win the chance to win this amazing adventure at visa.com/cashless travel.
So if you're like the song, you've never been to Spain, here's your chance. You can stop singing that song by going there and participating. Again, where do they go for, where do they go to sign up, Claudia?
It's visa.com/cashless travel.
Well, I know there's lots of great destinations out there. So how do we go about investing our money wisely when we are abroad?
Yeah, when you're spending in a foreign country, again, we already talked about going cashless. There are many other benefits to going cashless, and those can include when using your Visa card, for example, zero liability. Visa will cover you for any fraudulent purchases. If your card happens to be lost or stolen, we will give you a replacement card as quickly as possible so that when you're in a foreign country, you don't have to worry about being without that. There's acceptance at 46 million merchants with Visa, and you're also going to receive, when you're paying with your Visa card, you want to select local currency so that you get the most competitive exchange rate on your purchases.
Well, Claudia Lombana, shopping specialist, award-winning journalist, nationally respected shopping specialist. Boy, great tips, Claudia. Thank you so much for whether it has to do with bargain hunting, trend spotting, online, mobile shopping, security, avoiding internet scams, all that good stuff that we need to know about. And of course, if you've got plans and you want to do international travel, Claudia says, do not pass go, collect $200. Just go straight and start getting your plans. And sooner is always better. And you might take a look at some one-way flights. That could be to your benefit. And again, we've got the big giveaway here. You got a chance to go to Spain and where else, and tell them where they can go, Claudia. Oh, I guess we lost her. She had to go. I knew we were running out of time there. So for more information on this, make sure that you check out the website, visa.com/cashless travel. It is all right there, all the information you need to know. And we knew we had Claudia for a limited amount of time. And just like that, she's probably off and setting.
reservations. Got so excited. She's probably signing up herself. So here we go. Well, as we wrap things up here in this particular segment, we want to take a look and listen to China. We've been talking about China and the pressure that it could be exerting and the play it could be making regarding this North Korean summit. Listen to this.
More diplomatic hardballs from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. His vice foreign minister saying in a statement late Wednesday Korea time, "We are no longer interested in a negotiation that will be all about driving us into a corner and making a one-sided demand to give up our nukes." As Chinese President Xi greeted in Beijing a visiting North Korean delegation, the North Korean ally urged Pyongyang not to give up talks next month with President Trump.
North Korea and the U.S. should meet each other halfway and demonstrate mutual sincerity to create a conductive atmosphere for their leaders' meeting and the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
The regime had already branded U.S.-South Korean air exercises as provocative and had called off a meeting set for today at the DMZ between North and South Korean officials. Seoul, too, was upset.
The South Korean government urges the North to come out to talks immediately for the peace and prosperity of the Korean Peninsula.
Most analysts think Kim Jong-un doesn't want to pull out of the summit, that this is more posturing and positioning before the negotiations. Some in Washington say the president should stick to his guns.
I would advise and caution not to give in to their concessions before you even get to the negotiation table. You want to negotiate out of strength, not out of weakness.
North Korea's public dismantling of its only known nuclear test site is set for next week. Whether or not that happens could be a sign of how real this disruption is.
Still, the latest statement from North Korea does indicate the possibility that they might want to reject the demand for denuclearization, a sign perhaps the regime is not yet ready to roll over.
An urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory, and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got a very special guest. We're going to have the paperback version, because we did the hardback version last year, but it's time, because here it is. Melissa Francis is back, and we're here to talk about her book, Lessons from the Prairie, paperback version. I'm going to do my best, Melissa, to make it as painless as possible, okay?
What do you mean? It's already painless. This is fun.
Well, you know, the thing is, that's exactly, I've been looking forward to talking to you, because every time I talk to you, I just, you know, there's just something about your personality. It is so enriching and encouraging, and I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
Well, your book, Lessons from the Prairie, The Surprising Secrets to Happiness, Success, sometimes just, as you say, survival that you learned on America's favorite show. You know, here it is. You've had a run. The book has been out there. At every turn, people are lauding its praises. It is a breath of fresh air in a, you know, in a time and place where we need more civility. And maybe to return to some of those old values that Michael Landon and Lessons from the Prairie gave us.
You know, it's one of the things that I learned from Michael Landon that I talk about a lot in the book, is an appreciation for what you have. And that's one of those things that I do think has gotten lost. Everybody is so focused on attacking each other and being hysterical and hostile, you forget to sort of sit back and count your blessings. And he was someone who believed in hard work, but he believed in a joy of life, and he really taught us that on the set. You know, I mean, he was writer, director, producer, creator, actor of that show. He was the first one there in the morning, the last one to leave at the end of the day. He worked at least as hard as anyone else, and he was no diva, and he didn't let anyone else be a diva either. He really instilled in us a tremendous work ethic, a gratitude for a steady job, you know, yes, which is so unusual in Hollywood. You never get that, and he was sort of like, you guys are great, we're all working together, but you're also lucky to be here, and there's someone that would take your place in a heartbeat. And he kept us humble, but joyful. And it's something that's definitely missing in my industry, and I'm glad that I was taught that from a young age. And it's something that I want to instill in my children. And I wrote this book really for them, to have everything sort of in one place and you know, make fun of myself, make the readers laugh. The audio version, I read myself, and I was laughing and crying along the way. But
it's really, you know, one place where all the lessons that I've learned the hard way, you know, you can kind of glean for yourself right there. And, you know, makes a great gift, Mother's Day, whatever.
Exactly.
And if you buy a copy and you send it to Fox News Channel, 1211 Avenue of the Americas, 101-36, we're here. You can Google Fox News. I will find it and send it back to you. I'll pay the return postage, so I'll lose any money I might make on the book by paying to send it back to you, because this is how much I care about connecting with people and just getting the word out.
Well, I want you to tell your kids how much we appreciate them and how grateful we are because of your motivation to motivate them to leave some history and legacy. This is something that we're passing on to our kids to remind them that, yes, this is the way life can be. I especially like what you added about Michael Landon. You said he was like a perfect kindergarten teacher who makes all the kids believe they are the special favorite, but inspires just enough fear to keep even the worst children from eating all the crayons before lunch. I love that.
Yes. No, it's really true. I mean, when I went back years later and I compared with Melissa Gilbert, I thought, you know, and a lot of people have said this, you were 8 years old at the time. How do you possibly remember this? Mm-hmm. But I had a huge basis for comparison because I did my first TV commercial when I was 6 months old. And, you know, I went on to do more than 100 commercials, lots of movies, lots of series. And this was two very pivotal years right in the middle of my childhood when I worked with this boss that was so different from any others. Mm-hmm. And he really was, you know, there were times when each of us made some sort of huge error. You know, I mean, when we would come to the set having not learned our lines or goofing off, and he would get deadly quiet and serious, like that really good kindergarten teacher who can't hit the kids, but has to do something to scare the heck out of them. You know, and he would get dead serious and be like, go learn your lines and come back, and don't you ever do this again. And you just, whoa. And all of us, you know, I had the experience once. Melissa Gilbert had it once, and we all talked about how we wanted it to never happen again. And, you know, I don't know if he was good at picking kids that were pleasers and adults for that matter, or if he really kind of got us all cycling in the same direction like a well-schooled Peloton. Mm-hmm. But it really stuck with me. And, you know, after earning a lot of money in television and then going off to college, I was, you know, fine with going back to cutting vegetables in the basement of the kitchen in order to make enough money to do unpaid internships. And my, you know, my first job in news was $6.10 an hour. I ran the teleprompter, and I had worked in college and saved money so that I could afford to take a minimum wage job after school. I mean, I think I was probably the only Harvard graduate. I was for sure the only one that moved to Maine. There wasn't a single person in my graduating class, and I was probably the only one to go for a minimum wage job. But I was that committed to what I was going to do. But also, Michael had taught me, you know, the pride in any paycheck, big or small, the dignity in an honest day's work, and how there's something to be proud of no matter where you're working. I would have no problem, you know, going to work wherever in order to feed my kids and educate them, and that's a source of pride to me, and that's one of the big values that we've lost in this country, but in my book.
And I think, Melissa, that people are starting to reconnect with that value. That,
I do too.
You know, part of our joy comes from what we do, not that it's necessarily an identification, but like you say, we all want to be productive at the end of the year. You want to make somebody miserable?
Yeah.
Keep them from doing what it is that they enjoy doing.
No, it's true. I mean, and when I worked for CNBC and I did businesses, I traveled to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to cover energy. And when I talked to people, and even when I talked to people that had studied the country's challenges for a long time, that was one of the things that they said, that the country can have as much oil money as it wants, and when it distributes money just for being alive, people get restless.
Like, exactly.
Don't get a sense of value from that. And they connected that to terrorism. You know, I don't know if that's accurate or not, but it speaks to that problem of you have to feel like you're contributing. There's something in human nature that we get a reward from feeling like we're contributing to society, to the greater good, to our family's welfare. There's an inherent pride. And when you teach people to be victims and you teach them to strive for welfare and handouts, you're robbing them of that basic human dignity, and there are huge price to pay for that down the line.
You know, we're paying for it now.
I don't know if everybody realizes that. Yeah, we're paying for it in a lot of places.
Well, a memo to Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders. I'm sorry to go a little political here, but really, this is a clear contrast in our country today, and these are core values that when we deviate from them, we pay the price.
It's very true. It is very, very true, and this is why I think that it's up to, you know, each of us to have that pride ourselves and then to also try and instill it in our children. And I feel like I can't change schools. I can't change the world. I can do what I can on TV, but what I can really impact is my children's values and the way I raise them, and especially the example that I show them, because it's, you know, what you do, not what you say.
Exactly.
But the values that I show them, I try to live that, and I, you know, to be frank, I try to take them to church every Sunday. I do take them to church every Sunday. I do.
Mm-hmm.
To sit there and, you know, reflect and count your blessings and to reflect on the things you did during the week that you're not proud of. I mean, we all blare the horn, cut somebody off, and have some petty jealousy about something someone got that I did not.
Exactly.
And it gives me a chance to put it all in perspective. And I'm just humbled with gratitude by the many blessings in my life, my family, you know, just my husband, my existence, so many blessings. I'm humbled by that. I feel undeserving. And, you know, I set out for the week refreshed and renewed, vowing to do better.
Yes.
And, you know, really with perspective returned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, Melissa, in your book, you share a 5-step recipe for turning disaster into golden opportunity, as you write. Are you surprised that a lot of people are looking at this book as a kind of a self-help type of book?
You know, it's what inspired me to write it, because I do a lot of inspirational and motivational speaking around the country, in addition to talking about politics and economics. And it was one of the themes that people respond to the most, and it's one of the big reasons why I wrote the book. You know, people after my first book, Diary of a Stage Mother's Daughter, was a memoir about growing up, and you know, a lot of people wrote to me and emailed and tweeted and said that they had had similar experiences in their life, and when they talked about it, they really hadn't had a similar experience. What we had in common was that they had overcome some really debilitating crisis or struggle, and they had come through it to the other side. And that feeling that you get once you've picked yourself up from rock bottom, when you've gotten up off your knees, you know that life can't get you, that you're going to be able to battle back no matter how low it is. And one of my initial lowest points when I got fired from my first on-air job, I was sitting in New Hampshire. I didn't know a soul. You know, I'd only been working there 3 months. I had no idea how I was going to repair my life, my career. I managed to battle my way back, and when I looked back at it, I realized that there was a very straightforward formula for what had happened, you know, included setting a new higher goal, mourning my loss, taking the first step on that road and reflecting on what I could do differently in the end when I made it there. I realized there was a formula that could be redone the next time, and sure enough, life brought me to my knees many more times after that. And I was able to use the same formula in order to get to a better place than where I was knocked down from in the first place. And when I gave this formula in speeches, people really reached out and told me later it had worked for them. And I thought, I've got to put this in writing and try and reach more people, because it's just, I mean, I've used it myself so many times, and we're all going to get knocked down.
Exactly. Well, Melissa, again, congratulations on the book, your career at
Fox.
Thank you. You are the hardest working woman in show business. I mean, every time I turn the channel, there you are, whether, you know, it's Fox Business or the regular Fox channel. And it's always a delight to have you into our homes, and now to have this book that's a bit of your legacy that you wanted to share for your kids, that's being shared to, you know, for other kids and other adults as well. You are such a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right.
Melissa Francis, you have a good one. Melissa Francis,
yeah,
Lessons from the Prairie.
And I'll sign it and pay to send it back. Don't forget.
Here it is, an added gift, because we're givers here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Melissa. Take care.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivors.